Please bow your heads and join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be found righteous in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My fellow believers on Jesus Christ, when I was all of about 6 years old, I was invited to a birthday party, one of my friend's houses, and his family happened to have an in-ground pool in their backyard. My friend's name was Jeff Sanders, I remember. At that birthday party, we were invited to bring along our swimsuits, and we did, and we donned those swimsuits. And then the time came to kind of play in the pool. And I don't recall who anymore, but I recall that I was dared to jump into the deep end of the pool off their diving board. And I took up the dare with one problem. I didn't know how to swim. And so I jumped off the diving board into the pool. And I began thrashing my arms. And I wasn't making any headway going anywhere near the edge of the pool. At the very least, it was kind of an embarrassing experience. At the worst, it was traumatic. Until my friend Jeff jumped into that pool and rescued me. With man's first sin, sin engulfed the very fabric of humanity. It's the worst tragedy the universe has likely ever seen. And since that day, mankind's self-made calamity of preferring our ways over the ways of God have enshrouded all of humanity. It shatters our relationships with God and with each other. Just witness the news we hear flooding our ears day after day. Mankind is veritably drowning in a deathly flood of sin and sorrow and death. And yet, like my childhood friend Jeff, our loving God has not left you and me there. For this reason, God came down from heaven and was made man in the person of God's Son from eternity, Jesus, Yeshua, meaning the Lord saves, to pronounce his mission with regard to us all. He came to scoop us up, to save us from otherwise perishing. And yet his saving would lead to his own death on a cross outside Jerusalem. So much did he love you and me that he didn't want us to face that. The same God and Savior still loves you and me. He snatches us from eternal death by his message of the Christ. The faith we profess is simple. God offers salvation from the darkness of sin and death and Satan by Jesus, his Son. All who trust in the Christ are scooped out of the pool of death by his net of safety and security and life. And then placed in a boat of sorts, or ark, called the church. We're safe there only because he who has gathered us into his church has also promised, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them. And because he has constructed his church through God's life-giving word and sacraments. In these, we meet God coming face to face with us in his rich, loving mercy and grace. And in this ark of the church, we belong not only to the church to meet our own individual needs, but also the needs of others. Those snatched from death and placed in this church should want others to join them in safety. In a way, we stand together, kind of like maybe a small number of folks who've been snatched from a house fire. They stand outside embracing each other. They are relieved. They're grateful that they've all escaped. Our God-given new life should be given as used by God to continue to seek out the lives of those still in the peril of dying. Dying what? Not in a house fire, but in God's everlasting judgment for having rejected the life saver, the Christ. In Christ, we act as if throwing a net overboard, as Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John were so familiar with doing. But it's a little bit of a different type of net cast. It's meant to scoop up more and more of the dying, those lost in sin, those helpless sinners who cannot save themselves, people like you and me, who otherwise would be trapped in deadly sin. God's word tells us that Jesus came to be a light to those in darkness. He's a savior to those who were dying. In a real way, God has scooped you and me out of the dark, deadly, roiling waters of our old nature in sin. He's rescued us. But now Jesus calls us to a greater purpose than simply worshiping Him, serving Him in a divine service such as this, but as we go out into the world. Oh, sure, the Great Commission was given to the apostles and therefore the pastors of Christ's church, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But God has called each of us to shine the marvelous testimony of Christ into the lives of those around us, to declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. In Christ, we act then as if throwing a net overboard to scoop up more and more of the dying. God's word tells us that our Savior, Jesus Christ, has come for the dying. And having rescued us, now He invites us to join Him in His heavenly mission. That's a good and proper response to being helped to help others. Grateful for our rescue from death and sin, we should want to join in the divine rescue work. Jesus declares us, you and me, Christians, delivered from gloom. But He also calls us to fish for people, used by God to bring others to Jesus and into His safe care lest they too perish. In Jesus' line of saving work, He uses His wonderful power of God unto salvation, His gospel word, of what He has done in order to save us. He lived a perfect life for us. He died for the sins, the death of which we deserve as a weight of penalty for our sin. But He died in our place, though He lived the perfect life where we have failed so often. The word of Christ is God's means of rescue. Now, if I came across a scene where I was asked to rescue somebody who was drowning in the pool waters like my friend Jeff did for me, would it do me any good if I came with a fork and a knife and said, "Here"? I think not. It would be the wrong equipment. But God has provided the right equipment for His rescue operation. He extends His grace and love and witness using Jesus' saving gear, His word of life, His holy sacraments. Now, I have no doubt that God has used many of you and your loving witness of the gospel, God's rescue gear, to bring your children or others to baptism. There, the waters of God rescued them from the death of sin. God has used so many Christians over the centuries, many of us included, in such saving work. He has snatched others from death's grip. And praise God for that. Still, even for us, the baptized, We still deal with that troubling old nemesis called sin. We sometimes give in to temptation to jump back into the filth of this world's dark separation from God, even as those who are called Christians. And that's why we need to keep coming to church. Notice in the gospel reading, Jesus began his ministry by going and proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Repent. Return to God. And if we've got to return to God, that means we have walked away from him. He hasn't walked away from us. Rarely have I witnessed the ferocity that I once or twice encountered from some young children who are arguing over some video game controls. You know the kind of the banter that goes back and forth. It's my turn. It's mine, not yours. Mine, not yours. But rarely have I seen such ferocity from Christians about receiving or sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word that saves. Yes, here again, Jesus calls us to repent, to return to the life saver, instead of foolishly jumping back into the swirling waters that are a death trap to us. Listen to God's word of life, so that his spirit may keep you near your God and Savior and his safekeeping, thereby grow in the saving faith and its knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus. Jesus said, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." We Christians, after all, have been provided the right equipment. We've got the word and the sacraments. We've got the best word the world has ever known. It is meant to be shared, along with the truth that we have been granted the gifts of the sevenfold Holy Spirit in our baptism. It's God's gear for doing the right fishing the right way. Too often, we have been the obstacle to his task of saving the lost when we don't use the equipment he has provided us. Using what God has given us is also called good stewardship, the rightful or good management of the riches God has provided us. Yes, today we've heard how God chose a few fishers of fish to become fishers of men. Oh, those men knew their craft of fishing for fish. They'd done it day in and day out for who knows how many years. But God in Jesus Christ saw a greater purpose for their lives. Jesus said, "Come follow me and I will make you fishers of men." The Lord wills much the same for you and me, to use us where he finds us in life. Amidst our already existent relationships and those that form and our vocations, God knows how to use you in his massive effort to save the multitudes who are in jeopardy. Sometimes we don't even see what God is working out in our lives as we bear witness to Jesus Christ by our words and actions. That doesn't mean it's not happening. God's design involves using us already in the boat of the church of the rescued to reach out to the perishing from the boat, pulling them likewise into the boat. If you're not already in the church, that boat, if you will, you've got some problems. Firstly, you're disobeying God, who commanded you to love your neighbors as yourself. If you desire salvation, with salvation you have received in Christ Jesus, love for neighbor would indicate you'd want the same for everyone around you. Secondly, I ask, if you're not regularly active in the church and receiving the gifts of God provided you in word and sacrament, just where are you going to be equipped with the right gear and learn how to use it properly? Most folks I've run across said, I can't do that. I can't witness to Jesus Christ to my neighbor. That's a scary proposition. However, here, in answer to a question, wouldn't you like some help? Jesus is at hand to be your divine helper. He makes us work together as fishers of people. Trying to go it alone as a Christian in mission is like using that fork and knife instead of God's saving gear to rescue. So God simply calls us to be open to doing the work His way, using His equipment. Maybe I ought to ask this question at this moment. Have you gotten so comfortable at being amongst the rescued that you think and act like there is nothing more that you can do? While good works certainly are not necessary for our salvation, to say to yourself, why should I bother working to save others? Isn't that simply the pastor's job? That's devilish thinking. Jesus said, come follow me, to each and every one of us. In other words, let's get off our duffs. There's much to do. So many still in peril. It's time to reach out to those drowning in sin and close to perishing, those in the grasp of Satan, the old foe. Oh, leave the results up to God by all means, because He's the only one who can convert sinners to salvation. He's the only one who can convict them in heart and lead them to Christ. But don't get hung up on that. You and I are living proof that somebody cared enough to tell us of Christ. And God saw the need for our rescue, and He did something about it. More than that, He can and He does shine His light into the dark spaces to rescue the perishing. It does no good for us to be pessimistic or unsupportive of His mission. In such, we essentially tell the Lord that His equipment doesn't work. But that's not true. See how it worked on you and me? A healthy fear of God is an order here. It's His mission in Christ's church. When we seek to run the church as though it belonged to us instead of to Christ, we steal from God. Some in Christ's church have been guilty, maybe even you or me, have been guilty of saying, oh, we've tried that before, it just doesn't work. Even when it comes to doing things God's way. But I suspect that when we enter heaven, we'll see there what we couldn't see with our physical eyes here on earth. People whom God was at work saving, even when we couldn't see it and doubted it. So it's time that we hear the Christ's words, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and come to our King and Savior to live under God's will, working as one in Jesus, as heard in the epistle, with one mind. Leave the results up to God by all means, but let us not get in His way by our negative attitudes and worldly ways of thinking about the church and the world around us. The God with power over life and death sees something greater at stake here than our personal agendas. He sees sin-sick, dying, lost souls all around us. We don't care about them, then we call God a liar when He says that He will make us fishers of men. He will do it, and sometimes He will do it through one-on-one loving and prayerful interactions as we shine the light of the gospel and of Christ into the lives of those around us. Instead, let us be like my parents, who saw my need for everlasting salvation when I was an infant and all of 3 weeks old, and brought me to be baptized. Reach out to your neighbors, your relatives, your co-workers, your friends. Reach out to them and tell them of Jesus, who came to be a light for their everlasting good. Better yet, invite them to join us here at Faith Lutheran Church of Parrish, Florida, in the divine service, where God offers his rich mercy and grace and his means of grace. Yes, bring them to the light of the world, to Jesus Christ. Bring them so that they might be exposed to that light who can bring them out of darkness. The worst that they may likely do is say, oh, no, thanks, but no thanks. The worst they can do is maybe make a little bit of fun of you, maybe call you a holy roller or sort, some sort of like that. But that's no big deal. Instead, as you invite them, no one believed this, that the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Yes, as we usually say at the end of the service, go in peace, serve the Lord. It's something that is true and in line with God's holy nature and his desire that all be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Let us be part of his plan and working to reach out to those who are lost and dying. In Jesus' name, amen.